Now, each year, hundreds of thousands of Australians pause to remember on Anzac Day, and many are particularly honouring the service of a family member. Well, that's the case for our PNG correspondent, Natalie Whiting, whose grandfather served in the country she now calls home. This Anzac Day, her father travelled to Port Moresby to join her to reflect on service and the act of remembering.
I go to an Anzac service every year, but this one is special. The sun is rising over the Bamana War Cemetery in Port Moresby. There are almost 4,000 graves here.
Throughout this solemn and pristine place lie so many who gave their life for our nations. It is a place for reflection.
About 1,000 people have gathered, Australians, New Zealanders, Papua New Guineans. Among them is my father, Peter, and pinned to his chest are the medals his father received for serving here 76 years ago.
That's the first time I've ever worn them. You kids have always worn them. And I was always going to march. I was always going to march in Sydney and catch up with Dad's battalion and march with them. But, you know, like a lot of plans, it didn't ever come to fruition, so it was good to finally wear his medals.
My grandfather, Charles Ashley Whiting, or Chicka, as he's fondly known in our family, served in PNG during World War II.
He arrived here in Moresby the 4th of December 1942, and he was a clerk. He was a clerk by trade, so when he came here, he was in communications. I don't know exactly what he did. He didn't ever talk about the war. We did talk about the war, but not about any of the bits and pieces. I didn't ever know anything about what actual work he did. I know he did soldiering, but I mean, he came here as a clerk and he was based here in headquarters.
It struck me, you being here, and obviously we've been reflecting a lot on Chicka and the war, that it's just struck me being here and living in Port Moresby, that I'm walking around this city in areas that Chicka very well could have been walking, or things he would have been looking at, the harbour, the mountains, those things haven't changed. That's certainly been hitting me recently. It's quite incredible to think that we're walking where he was during the war.
Yeah, I've had the same thoughts. I wore his dog tags yesterday, and I thought, these tags have been here before.
And what sort of things did Chicka talk about in terms of the war and PNG, the people here?
He spoke very highly of the locals, the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels and whatnot, because he must have been carried at some stage, because he was very ill with tropical ulcers and diarrhoea. He was desperately ill at one stage. And he spoke so highly of the Fuzzy Wuzzies carrying people, just generally working as porters. I mean, everyone knows about them on the Kokoda track. But yeah, he said they were just wonderful people.
It was poignant. During the Anzac commemorations, Mum and I spoke to a Papua New Guinean veteran who'd served in World War II, and he put his hand on his heart and said that they would mourn if any of the soldiers they were carrying died, that they would mourn that they died on their lands. And I thought of Chicka. I remember you saying to me how highly he spoke of the Papua New Guineans who were involved.
Yes, he did. He spoke very highly of the PNG people and also of the Salvation Army, who took great care of him.
When he got back from the war, Anzac Day was incredibly special for Chicka. But like many veterans, often involved one too many beers. After a while, my nana banned him from going to the march.
So every Anzac Day after that, he and I would watch the march on the television, and he'd tell me about all the different mobs as they came through, all the different battalions, and he said, and he'd tell me where they served and what they did, and it was great. It was a bonding time for the two of us, and I think that's where my love of Anzac Day come from, because he instilled great pride in the service people, and I just got the pride from him, the fact that he was so wound up in the whole thing that, yeah, it was a special time, Anzac Day. So, it just then trailed down through the family. It's always been an important part of our lives.
And I think that's it. It did pass down through the family, because I remember for me and my brother and sister that it was, we marched every year, and it was always a big thing who was to wear Chica's medals for the year in the local Anzac March.
Yes, we had to keep very close tabs on whose turn it was, lest the fights begin.
Oh, no, I need a header for a 20. Header for a 20.
I'm sure Chica would have approved of Anzac Day in Port Moresby.
How do you spin him up? Good spinners always.
After the dawn service, people gather at the Yacht Club, a traditional haunt for Australians living in Port Moresby.
Oh, he'd have loved it. Right in his element. Bit of water in the background, two-up game, a few beers. Yep, he'd have loved it.
Amongst the two-up, the local correctional services pipe band also performs. Chica made it back from the war, but died long before I was born. Despite never meeting him, he's always loomed large in my life, through stories, impersonations, and sayings that we all took on.
He was a larger-than-life character, although only a little bloke. He was famous for his jokes and his love of a good time.
When I took up the position of PNG correspondent at the end of last year, I was the first person in our family to come back here since Chica.
You being posted over here, of course, has made the difference that, you know, we've come over to visit, and we thought, well, we'll coincide the visit with an Anzac Day, which I think's been a great idea, and it's been very good.
What's it been like for you reflecting on the war and on Chica in preparation of coming here and while you've been here?
Yes, it's been... I have been doing a bit of reflecting, because I had to get his medals out and I polished them and whatnot. Yeah, there's a sense of pride there. I mean... Yeah, he served and did his duty and whatnot, and it had, although he was never wounded or suffered badly, apart from being terribly ill, it was something that marked his life. His life was always about his war service and his mates from the war.
Well, for me, Anzac Day is always very special, but it was particularly special to have my first Anzac Day in PNG with you and Chica's medals and his memories, considering that's really what the great importance of Anzac for us has all stemmed from. So it was very special.
Yes, it was wonderful. I'm so glad now that you've been posted here and we've had the opportunity, because otherwise it would not have come up. It was a wonderful ceremony. It was very, very moving. And as I said, it held at the cemetery, I think, so a very poignant way of remembering.
Well, here's to Chica. Papua New Guinea correspondent Natalie Whiting there.